5:01 p.m. in the Southland.
Oh, come on now.
A little lit action, a live imaging Thursday. It is time for what you need to know as we get ready. 29 minutes.
I would have been cool with a new song. That would have been fun, too. But
sorry, guys.
Game one of the NBA Finals coming up. We'll have your coverage. ESPN Radio. It's play-by-play at 5:30 p.m. What you need to know.
It's brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Take it away, producer Lizzie.
Thanks, Christopher. So, did you guys know that if you're watching the NBA Finals tonight, which I know you all are, you could possibly win a free burrito from Chipotle.
Oh.
And all it takes is a three-pointer, because they're going to give away 300 entries for every three-point shot made during the whole series. So, up to 10,500 free entrees. I said entries.
I was just going to say, I didn't understand what was happening.
Entrees
there.
Will be awarded per game.
I thought they were entries to like a contest
no,
or something.
Entrees. I really? Read my own thing wrong. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Nice.
Okay, so anyway, going back to the beating here. Whenever
that is
a player,
right out of my book right there, not being able to read your own handwriting.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Know? It happens to the best of us.
So whenever someone hits a three-pointer, there's going to be a text-to-win code that's shared on Chipotle's Twitter account. Mm-hmm. So then the first 300 fans who text the code will get a free burrito.
It's un burrito.
Yeah, so if you want, you know, Cappy, you know, since you're frugal, apparently, and you're trying to save some money these days, maybe you need to make sure you're following Chipotle's Twitter account.
Cappy, you should just get, like, the San Diego Union Tribune or whatever they have down there and just cut the coupons on the weekends. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know. Do they still have a hard copy newspaper?
Of course they do.
Do people still do that?
Yes.
People still cut the coupons out?
Sundays especially, people cut out the coupons.
Wow.
If you buy a Sunday paper, there's all those coupons are still in there.
Coupons is such a funny word. Coupons.
I know people that were like pro couponers, man. Those people would save like $150. You walk into Vons, Vons pays you on the way out.
It's funny you say that. So I had a friend who I grew up with whose grandparents did that. And every year they would end up saving thousands of dollars, and they would use that stuff to, they'd use that money they saved, they'd put it away and go on like a cruise or a vacation or something like that, like the grandparents. It was hilarious.
That is funny.
They had a whole TV show about it. It was like extreme couponing.
Oh, really?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they got a TV show about everything. I heard that show, The Big D, that Ireland was talking about. Why'd you make that face? It's a real name of a show.
The Big D?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Who's got the Big D?
It's about six divorced couples going like to Costa Rica together, and they get to find new love, except they have to room with their ex.
Wait a second. Hold on a second. So me and my ex-wife go to Costa Rica with five other couples.
Correct.
She and I stay in the same room.
But you get to find love amongst the others.
And I try and hook up with the other women?
Correct. And why she gets to hook up with the other men.
Why are we staying in the same room?
That's just for, I would imagine, for drama.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. That sounds horrible.
Yeah. Bergman said he'd do it.
With his ex-wife?
Yeah, if he can hook up with the other girls, he says he'd think he can make it work.
It's so easy to hook up in that environment.
But Cappy would want people to commingle in the same environment. You know? Like, more than just one, you know.
All right, that is what you need to know.
Maybe.
An extra, a little extra for you. What you need to know, brought to you by Morongo Gazeta Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Christopher.
The Big D, starring Cappy.
No, my show might have a slightly different title in front of
the
D.
Why? You've got the Big Divorce.
Super K?
Yeah, mine should be the Mega D, you know?
Whoa.
Well, it's still going on. It's been going on for years.
Oh, it just won't end. Just won't end.
I mean, you got. That's why when you guys, coming close though, right? We're like two more weeks.
Yeah, when you guys are talking to me about Taylor Swift tickets, I'm like, man, what do I do? Do I go on to Ticketmaster and buy those Taylor Swift tickets, or do I pay the lawyers?
Yeah. Oh, come on, Cappy.
Yeah.
This guy, so he lives in a compound down there.
He's like, seriously, you're not destitute, bro. Let's relax.
Hey, Chris, it's kind of like the scene from Succession where the ultra, ultra, ultra crazy rich lady, she's like, oh, my God, look at the prices on the menu. I'll just have a glass of tap water, please.
Speaking of Succession, you know what would be hilarious to see Cappy in an environment? Remember that season one when they went to Tom's bachelor party?
Yeah.
Cappy in an environment like that would be incredible.
Would he, if for people that know, would he do what Tom did?
I don't remember. I don't remember what happened.
Wait, How do you not remember that?
Because remember, I'm picking up Succession middle of season two. I haven't watched season one in probably 2 years. So what happened at the bachelor
party? That's a really terrible job of picking up the show again if you don't remember it, like that big.
What happened at the bachelor party?
We can't describe it.
I can't tell you on the air.
It was like a sex club.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's
okay,
something.
Okay, so far I'm in.
It was not necessarily a sex club.
It was like a secret.
It was like a secret club, an underground club, and there was a swingers section.
This all sounds great to me so far.
Yeah, but you don't remember it, so clearly.
I don't.
So you should go back and watch it.
All right, what episode was it?
I don't remember.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. So anyway. All right, Laura, hit the keys. We need to move on before Cappy goes down a rabbit hole and gets us all fired on a short show.
What happened? They all got fired. I don't know. It was a short show. They were going into the NBA Finals. Next thing you know, they're talking about season one, Succession, sex clubs. I don't know.
All right, Cappy, time for the keys. You ready for the keys?
Are these going to be five keys?
Five keys, and they work for both teams in this series.
All right, here we go.
All right, key number one, how you plan on defending the two stars, Nikola Jokic and Jimmy Butler, is a huge key. Nikola Jokic, much like you've heard this phrase before, particularly on offense, can be a cheat code, okay?
Oy vey.
He can do things that very few guys can do from that position and have ever done from that position. I don't know if there's a true way to defend him, although, historically, Eric Spoelstra and Miami have done a good job. They've held him to an average of 20 points per game, which is well below his current average and his career average. So I'm curious to see if they can unlock that. Meanwhile, on the other side, Jimmy Butler, with a 3 days rest, I'm curious to see if he's got a little more bounce in his step. He suffered that injury against the Knicks and seemed to be wearing down a little bit throughout that Celtics series. But he obviously is one of the best players in the league at getting to the free throw line, and that is a huge weakness for the Denver Nuggets, is guys finishing at the rim. So if Jimmy gets to the rim, they can be in trouble. So again, how to defend the stars, key number one.
All right, sounds good. I will just say this. If I'm Miami, I'm going to be curious to see if Butler is one-on-one with Murray. Like, is Butler going to play that role?
You're saying, is Butler going to defend Murray?
Yes, defend against Murray.
I think at the end of games, at the end of quarters and things like that, maybe you'll see Jimmy on him. I think Caleb Martin will see time on him, too.
I'm curious to see who they decide to try and defend against Murray.
Gabe Vincent will start on him. He's the point guard.
I also am curious to see if maybe Miami is willing to let Jokic score. Meaning, I say let. I mean, if he scores, fine. But if he's throwing the ball around and distributing the ball and getting everybody else involved, you're going to have problems.
Yeah. By the way, people here should also love Gabe Vincent, too. He's got a little Southern California connection, sort of. UC Santa Barbara, Gaucho. Wasn't Trav a Gaucho?
He is a Gaucho.
Yeah, there you go.
He is,
right. Yeah,
he's a pitcher.
There you go. He used Gabe Vincent.
All right, what are we going to do here for key number two?
All right. Now, the offensive output from guys not named Butler and Jokic. So clearly there's a lot of guys. Murray's in that mix. Porter's in that mix. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Bruce Brown, particularly, right? Aaron Gordon. Ty Lue once told me that if Aaron Gordon gets going, that's when you know you're in deep trouble with that team, when he gets going offensively. Mm-hmm. Because that means that Jokic's two-man game is working to perfection. So those are the guys you have to worry about. Can those guys get going on the offensive end? Can Jokic get them free? And then on the flip side, it's basically all the other guys not named Butler, right? Caleb Martin almost was the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. He was one vote away. He was incredible and has been really good in the playoffs. Then you got Bam, right? You've got all the three-point shooters, perhaps even Tyler Hero, not tonight, but Woj reporting he could be back as early as game two this weekend.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm on the Denver side on this, that I just think that when you start to look around, you say other guys other than Jokic. Murray, we all know, can go crazy. Porter Jr. can contribute. You just mentioned Gordon. Brown. KCP has come up with big shots. So all I'm saying is when I look at Denver's side, I think they got more guys that can give you points. So, okay, offensive
output. Well, they are the best offensive team in the sport, but they are facing the second-best defense in the sport. At the moment. So offense versus defense, basically. It's one of those time-tested battles. We'll see how it goes. Next key is three-point shooting. Obviously, Miami has progressed to the mean. They were 27th in three-point shooting this season, but the previous year they were first. And now they are first in the playoffs. They're looking like the team they were when they were the one seed the previous season. Denver doesn't shoot as many threes as you'd think. But they have hit timely shots, particularly KCP and Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray. But three-point shooting if you look at these playoffs, more times than not, whoever hits that 40% threshold, particularly if the other team does not, that's the team that tends to win the game. So that's a big number to watch when you're watching this series.
Yeah, and actually, Miami's three-point percentage as a team, at least in the postseason, is like 0.4 higher than Denver's. Now, Denver may have had more shot, more opportunities, but
no, Miami actually, I believe, has more frequency. I think.
Well, it's the percentages are super, super close. It's like 39% versus 38.6% in favor of Miami. It's called research, people.
There you go. And then the last key. You ready for the last key?
Yeah.
You know you got to go with the coaching matchup, right? Mm-hmm. Coach Michael Malone versus Coach Eric Spoelstra. Michael Malone, as you know, I am a big fan of. I was very impressed with him this season. I was touting them all season long, and I believe that Michael Malone, this isn't going to be a Joe Mazzulla situation where early in the series people are going to be like, whoa, what the hell is Michael Malone doing? He's not even in the same league. Like, that's not going to happen in this series. I think Eric Spoelstra is the better coach, but Michael Malone is going to be very competitive in this series. He's been with this team for 8 years. He knows his team. I believe he is the fourth most tenured coach in the NBA behind Popovich, Spoelstra, and Kerr at the moment. So,
look at that. That's good knowledge.
Yeah, that's good. That's solid. Look, I'll tell you this right now.
Meanwhile, real quick. Mm-hmm. Eric Spoelstra, if he does win this series and gets four more victories, he will surpass Doc Rivers, who has three more wins than him at the moment on the all-time coaching playoff list, which means that if the Heat indeed win this championship, only Phil Jackson, Pat Riley, and Greg Popovich will have more playoff wins than Eric Spoelstra at 52 years old.
Yep, and that's a big if. Listen, Mike Malone, Michael as he prefers to be called, he may be a great coach. And Eric Spoelstra may be a great coach. X's and O's. But here's the thing. Spoelstra is clearly more decorated, more accomplished. His resume is that much better. People will look at Michael Malone differently if the Nuggets are to win. If not, they're going to look at Spoelstra, as you just point out, George, as one of the all-time greats. Who's the better coach? Honestly, not sure. Who's the more decorated coach? Spoelstra, for sure.
Are you going to actually make a prediction, though? Are you going to?
I did make a prediction. My prediction is Denver in five.
You did earlier.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
Was I not listening to him?
And by the way,
probably not.
Let me tell you something. It takes a lot of guts make a prediction like that,
pal. Want a different one with more guts?
Let me hear it.
Nuggets in four.
Oh!
Just like I said against the Lakers. Nuggets in four, Cappy. And Shidano's my best friend. And I'm saying that. Wow. So that's guts.
That is guts. I mean, to be there in the studio with him, face to face, with Mr. Miami himself, to say that to him?
The Cuban power. He washed up on the shores once of Miami.
It's true. He did.
Washed up on the shore.
You love that, the washed up on the shore.
It is a funny bit. I got to be honest with you. hey, coming up, we're going to do Radio Tinder. You know, Cappy, our friend Denise Thomas from 101.
The Truth in Milwaukee.
Yes, in Milwaukee.
I'm so not happy right now about Denise Thomas.
Why? I mean, she used the word you used last time. I wasn't here, but I heard that she also uses the word delicious.
Oh, my God.
In describing other people.
Denise Thomas and I are like kindred spirits.
Yeah.
And the fact that I have spent the last 2 days in my home away from home, downtown LA at the East Central.
Right. You're sad because you're not here today.
Correct.
I see.
I'm working from home and I love her.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, indeed. 517 in the Southland, a live imaging Thursday special edition because it's NBA Finals Day. Game one, we'll bring you the ESPN Radio play-by-play in about 13 minutes. Shidano, Radio Tinder time, we move it up because of play-by-play. We like to play a TV theme. On this day, back in 1994, FX made its debut, and FX originally was like classic TV. Mm-hmm. That was the first time I ever saw this horrible TV show.
The Great Mr. American Hero?
A great theme song. Pot it up, Bora.
Believe it or not, I'm walking.
You can follow her at Lindsay Baseball on Twitter or Instagram. Don't forget on our sponsor. You're wearing the T-shirt today, Shidano. Tequila Mandala.
I am, yes.
Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala.
If Cappy was a superhero,
he would be
the greatest American hero. Like, he wouldn't know how to use his superpowers. He'd fly all weird, you know?
And we've got a special guest in studio.
Yes, we do.
Hi! Hi.
Hi.
My girl Denise right Thomas there. From Look The at, Truth. Hello,
hey
how are you?
Hey, Cap.
What's up, girl? I am so upset that I'm not in studio today. A little advance warning. You know, I love following you on Instagram, and last time you were on the show, you were such a monster hit. Like, people
really?
Went crazy. They
you
loved
are.
You.
I saw it afterwards.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's so good. Thank you for saying that. Now, here's the thing, Cap. With you and I didn't know I had to schedule an appointment. I thought you and I were better than that. I thought we were on that level of impromptu appearances.
I just thought, you know, you'd send me a text. Hey, I'm going to be in L.A. Let's have dinner. Let's connect.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
But I go apologize.
To Milwaukee, I mean, you told me I could stay at your house in Milwaukee.
Of course you can. And you could drive my car. You wow. get the whole, you get it all.
Could he just move there and do the show with you and we can get rid of him?
That sounds like a plan.
Okay, I like that.
Cap and DT.
Oh, that's nice.
There Cap no, and no, DT,
no,
I love
DT
it.
DT and Cap, DT
Cap's
and
Cap. Cap's name could finally go first on
yeah.
something.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
No, I'm so happy to be here and thank y'all for allowing me to come back. I love,
yeah,
love being here. So the last time I was here.
I missed you, unfortunately. I was on the road, so I
heard.
I was not, yeah.
Let's not let that
cute?
Happen again.
I will try my best.
George
to
is very cute.
Isn't he adorable?
I mean, I know the ladies already yeah. know. They because yeah. you know nowadays you can Google, you know, radio hosts.
Right.
When I was growing up,
you couldn't.
And then when you like see them in person,
you're like, oh.
you'd be like, oh yeah, I see why you do radio.
Yeah.
That was a disappointment.
Yeah, you have yeah. a face for radio,
right?
No, look at George.
Look at George's beautiful skin.
Yeah,
that's not makeup.
But ladies, George is glowing.
No,
I'm
he's
here.
A TV star.
Yeah, he's glowing.
He is a TV star.
He is.
Make no mistake.
Now, Cap. I don't want you to get jealous, so okay. I got to give you some love, too. You fine as well.
Are you fine, Cap?
You fine. You're delicious.
You're delicious.
No, no, he's not. Don't pop push your girl. No.
Delish.
No.
Oh, is it delish now? No? Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
push.
Not even, not even delish?
Hey, DT.
Yes, love.
You know that next Saturday is the Mandy's. It's our second annual Mandy's.
You've heard about it on company
yes.
calls.
Yes.
DT.
Yes.
You should be there.
Okay. Now, when is it? Next weekend?
Next right. Saturday.
Next Saturday.
We basically do an award show to give ourselves awards.
As you right. should.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so millennial of us. Like, yeah. you know, we can we yeah. tell ourselves.
Yeah.
That's what I love about millennials.
Yeah.
Because Gen Xers and above,
yeah.
we were the worst
right.
critics of ourselves.
Right.
We were latchkey kids. Our parents didn't care about us.
No.
We went to camp like all summer long because our parents didn't want to be with us.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's very millennial.
Yeah.
Award yourself, encourage yourself.
Well, and especially yeah. in this town, everybody does an award show for themselves anyway, so we figure we just follow suit. So
you should see Chris sitting next
it.
To you, man. He hosts this show. I
with
mean, this
Keyshawn.
Guy.
Keyshawn and I host
well, first
it.
Of all, ladies, let me tell y'all about Chris. I mean, we...
He fine, too.
Not, no, that's not even... He is what you call... What's the song by ZZ Top?
Yeah.
Everybody's crazy about a sharp dressed man. That's his brother right here next to me.
Debonair.
Debonair,
yeah.
sharp dressed man.
Yeah.
Teach him. Teach them a wise
I
one,
I tried
please.
To teach Cappy, but his outfit for the Mandy's will be good. It'll
oh.
be good.
Oh, I will bring my A game.
And then Sedano goes classic. Just a nice, sharp black suit, open white dress shirt.
Oh.
Yeah, he'll go classic.
And then DT, we have no an time. After party, and George leaves as fast as he can.
As fast as
Why?
I can.
Why?
Because he's just not into it.
I got to deal with him enough.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean? Like
15 hours a week is enough.
Yeah.
15 hours a week.
And it's probably, that's like a 7-hour day already. So you
right.
know what I'm saying? So
now are you receiving an award?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Okay. But you're nominated. Everybody's
yeah,
nominated.
Everybody's nominated. For
everybody's nominated. What do you
yeah.
think Cap will win? Let's just take a
he
guess.
He won Host of the Year last year.
Hey!
He was a big surprise last
it
year.
It was a huge
beer,
surprise.
Beer, beer, beer.
Yeah.
My
huge
Cap.
Upset. Yeah. Huge upset.
It was.
Thank
it
you.
Was. Yeah, it was a huge
because in
upset.
Milwaukee, I have to do that. I have to do it by myself, y'all. Please teach the producers in Milwaukee.
We have multiple. We can go in stereo, too, if you'd like.
Are you serious? You yeah. got more than one? Beer, beer, beer,
beer. Turn mine on. Yeah, it'll go. Yeah.
That's what we do.
I will email that to you.
Please.
Cappy does his Peloton.
And can
he
we,
does Club Bangers.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Can we create a Mandy Award for the best?
We have a lot of
beer,
these.
Beer, beer, beer.
I mean, we also have like, you know, you like Stephen A. Smith?
I do.
Yeah, I mean, we have a bunch of Stephen A. drops here. Like,
are y'all smoking crack?
You know? I mean, we have that. We have him just randomly screaming. Hold on, this one doesn't fire. No, that's Cappy. I don't know.
No, that's
that.
Cappy. But
do y'all use the Kevin Hart one? Damn! When he interviewed Don Cheadle and Don was like, I'm 56, and,
yeah.
and Kevin Hart was like, damn! We use that a lot on the show.
We have other ones on
the show. So you have that drop. Why don't you have
yeah,
the other one?
Exactly.
I noticed stuff!
Well, first of all, the question is, why don't all the men on Earth dress like you? That's the most important question that we should be
Here's
discussing.
Here's the thing, because I'm a larger
there's
fellow.
A lot. There's a lot that goes into having to dress like that every day, though. Like,
But it's so worth it. I appreciate it.
I think
I'm
it's
so
easier
tired
to
of people.
Like, that.
Like, since COVID, everybody's gotten lazy with fashion. We yeah. just come to work with, you know, like hoodies and Sandals.
Well, my parents always taught me, dress like you got somewhere better to be.
Hey.
And if it's working with Cappy, I definitely have somewhere better to be.
Yeah, that's true.
Cappy. Yeah.
Look at
these
guys.
I love you.
Hey, I love you. And this guy right here has got custom-made suits, man.
I love it.
Well, yeah. This all is all custom.
Made,
I can tell.
Custom-made.
Show the embroidery.
He is.
It's a monogram.
Yeah.
Ladies, let's do better. Let's hold men accountable.
Yeah.
To dress more like this fine, extraordinary gentleman sitting next to me.
Okay, dress for success.
I wonder what you say about Mason's.
Oh my God, he's dressed in pajamas every day. all right, let's play Radio Tinder with DT before we get out of here.
All right,
we
gotta
turn
over
to the game.
All right, we'll just do a couple real quick here.
Okay.
So yesterday we talked about Al Pacino, who's 83, having a baby with his 29-year-old girlfriend. We all thought it was kind of strange that, you know, he's going to be a dad again at this age, but hey, whatever makes you happy. So it turns out Pacino was just as shocked that his girlfriend was expecting a baby as most of the world. And according to TMZ, he immediately demanded a DNA test.
Nice.
After she told him that she was pregnant because he didn't think that he could conceive children anymore. He's too old. So if you were in his situation, would you react the same way and risk questioning your partner? Swipe left or swipe right, George?
I'm going to swipe left on that one. I think that is a dangerous territory, as I would call it. Yep. What do you think? What do you say, Cap?
I will swipe right and say there's no doubt that if I'm Al Pacino, I know what I've done and I haven't done and what creates babies and what doesn't create babies. And I didn't do that. Can't.
But you did.
I'm going to swipe left just because I wish I had got pregnant by Al Pacino. I'm mad that I wasn't the chosen one. Because you know he loved black women. Y'all know that, right?
Yeah, so yeah.
I'm mad that I was not here telling y'all breaking news. Yeah. I'm going to be Al Pacino baby mama.
Yeah.
So I'm... with that, y'all doing a swipe right or left on that?
Yeah.
Swipe right.
We're just swiping on it.
Yeah. All right.
What's all right. next?
So next one. Tennis star Garbine Mangzura is engaged to a fan that she met back in 2021. The Spanish Venezuelan athlete who won the 2016 French Open and the 2017 Wimbledon was not looking for love when a fan came up to her in public, wished her luck, and asked for a selfie. She said recently, quote, "My hotel was close to Central Park and I was bored, so I thought I should go for a walk. I ran into this guy in the street. He said good luck at the U.S. Open and asked for a selfie. I was left thinking, wow, he's so handsome. Well, they kept running into each other and eventually they started talking and taking their walks together, and here we are, you know, 3 years later, whatever, and they're getting married." So, going to give you guys a hypothetical. If you were single, would you ever date someone who's a fan? Like, I'm a big fan of Sedano and Cap, love the show, let's get a selfie. Would you ever date this person?
Cappy wouldn't date them, but he would spend time with them.
So, Cappy, let's start with you. What would you do? Swipe left or swipe right? Would
you I'll make them? It quick. When I first got separated, I did meet a girl.
Of course.
And, dude, it turned into what was the name of that movie with Glenn Close where she put the...
Fatal Attraction.
Oh,
dude,
boy.
Fatal Attraction.
No one ignores me, Dan, or whatever his name was. That's what she said. Mm-hmm.
Fatal freaking attraction.
Well, but I think you also... I feel like you're the type of person that kind of invites some of these
100%.
Like, types of personalities.
Absolutely.
I think you also have to... Like, I think... That, at least for me personally, I have a pretty good BS meter pretty quickly. So I can just kind of tell if it's a person I want to continue engaging conversation with or not.
Conversation was nothing to do with this relationship. Oh,
I understand,
George.
But that's where it should start. At least initially, you had to have spoken to her at some point. And if you couldn't tell that she had potential issues, then that's kind of on you, pal, is all I'm saying. So, so I'm going to swipe right that, yeah, it's possible. Why not? You have something in common at the very least.
Denise, what about you?
Oh, super left. Super left. You don't date a fan. Google Mary J. Blige and Jill Scott's divorce settlements. They dated fans, and you see what happened. You have to be compatible.
Yeah.
Equally yoked.
Well, perhaps, but we don't know if this guy running in Central Park is also
he's
got a ton of money.
Apparently, he's like a very, very good looking man.
Yeah.
You know, did some modeling even.
But what if he's like some like rich, like stockbroker or something?
I love how you said they kept running into each other. Yeah, that was a nice way of saying he was stalking
right.
her.
Right, exactly.
Well, Denise, we got to run because we got to turn it over to the game. Thank you for hanging out with us. Great job.
Always. Thank you. I love y'all so much.
Great
much
job,
love,
Cappy,
DT.
Chris, Lindsay, and Laura. Game is next. Game one.